for the 5D Collective, we have some amazing times. Anyone who is new, a 5D person is a person who is at the very least aware of their emotional spectrum in a way of having a window of welcome. Or even if there is a window of tolerance, it is not one where you justify the emotional triggers. So the adaptive child behavior, the projection of unfinished business. So you know how to be aware of your own adaptive child and to tend to it. And so not to project your nervous system's needs on another, but to instead talk about it. And obviously that doesn't mean you don't have a reaction. No, it means you're aware of those adaptive child patterns. Okay, so 5D Collective is aware of enlightenment, the human way. They are aware of our mammalian heritage, our birthright to be a restorative embodied self and your open-hearted three-year-old self. Doesn't mean you're there yet, but you are very much in the I'm not going to be an ego-sensitive 4D person or 3D. I'm going to be a person who is going to take that journey of personal development. And the personal development can also integrate a therapist, of course. So those of you who are, again, aware of the aspects of our human nature, that's why the 5D is having a different way of harnessing everything that comes with all of these new ascension energies. And they're not new. We've been having ascension energies for a long time already, but they're not taking them and saying there are energy vampires, dark auras, and so on and so forth. The 4D collective and 3D, on the other hand, are not interested in emotional building regulation skills, in emotional heavy lifting. They are not keen on personal development in a way of let me tend to what comes up. They project it. In fact, what I've noticed is a spirituality bypass, and so the codependency type person, martyrs or superiors, spirituality again, bypassers, and the blamers. So the shame cycle is what you will notice they will be actively participating in, but their behavior is something they don't look at, like a Cusco not looking at himself. So from the Emperor's New Groove, the 5D Collective are Pachas, and the rest is Cuscos, and this is not a competition. You can't go to somebody and say, hey, I think you need to go to therapy. That's pretty much not your job or nice or, you know, again. So 5D Collective knows that every person's journey, their way back home to their heart, to be their self. We didn't need to do Frozen 2. We got to understand we're humans first, and we do bring with us the spiritual and spirituality stuff, but we're a whole three-year-old heart. So we choose to be our humanity. And that's why it's easy for the person who's a 5D collective individual to say, yeah, I want to learn how to do my emotions like a grown-up. It's fun. Functional adults, conscious lovers, it's fun. 3D, 4D has a different mindset. They have a different approach. And that's where the good therapists are out there. There's a lot of education. So everyone has access to YouTube and online. Well, not everybody, but you understand what I'm saying. So in the meantime, for us, ascension energies allow the human love narrative and your consciousness to expand. We bring more Pachas out into the world for specific guidance on personal development, inner growth, all this great stuff we talk about. You can become a paid subscriber for anything curiosity related. You can just send emails and ask away. We have FAQs. I look forward to hearing from you all. Let's continue with our episode. Welcome, welcome, welcome to my lovely IHP community and the 5D Collective. Let's chit-chat about the beautiful and most mesmerizing of experiences. When Divine Masculine and Divine Feminine realize how amazing it is because we complement each other beyond the solo self. Okay, so this is for the 5D community. Whether you're mystic or not, the Enlightenment Soul Age Group is very important for me to share because that's why I can bring to you, one, how a divine masculine, divine feminine is within our own self, but two, how you will recognize the complementary forces that come when you meet that counterpart, okay? Now, the capacity to be the wholeness of your own divine masculine, divine feminine will be made visible to you thanks to having enough years of interactions with a divine masculine. The number one area I want to begin to highlight is you are a human being. If you are a human being who's empowered, then you are a inner child. You don't need to reparent yourself, so you have a window of welcome for emotions. And if you don't yet, life is not a race. Keep tuning in, but we talk all about what it's like to be empowered, or I mean, I, your host, I'm empowered as a woman, and I am the woo-woo pseudoscience lady because of respecting the sciences, academics, and the great 5D educators, and then woo, because I know that people don't believe in mysticism, they don't believe in afterlife, they don't believe in a lot of aspects, and then there's others who are spiritual bypassers, and they make everything within the spirituality plane a competition. So healthy self-worth, enlightenment soul age group, integrated brains, restorative embodiment, a human being who's the owner of their emotional plane and their mental plane will know that academics are important, and we have a lot of beautiful ones, and we have philosophers and subject matter experts and all of that. So we are able to discern through empowerment and authority because receptivity, wisdom, and love are consistently here because that's what an integrated brain does. The integration of the brain, your inner and outer well-being. So this is why you have compersion, even when it's here, compersion. And that means I'm happy for my partner or partners. If they have other partner or partners, I'm solo polyamory, but also I can be happy and am happy for people when they go off and live their life. And what this means, happy in the sense of may you be well. So not wishing ill on anyone, not having envy, not having jealousy, not having spite, being able to evaluate when emotions of dislike come up and say, yeah, well, I'm upset right now, but I'm not going to lead with it because that's tainting the picture and it's a low self-esteem emotion. Okay, so self-worth is when you know how to work with your prefrontal cortex because you're not going to project. Low self-esteem is something that you work out of when you're a teenager and an adolescent, if you maintain your heart, body, valley, body, mental, energetic, and physical, which is why I knew enlightenment already as a choice since I was surrounded by Jesus and God my entire life. And today I still bring them with me as a mystic moving into the sphere of channeler and mediumship and clairvoyant and clairsentient, all the clairs. It's amazing. Tarot reader, Akashic record reader, I'm a Reiki master, and I plan on continuing also the other courses that I look to add to my lovely entourage of, skill sets. But in the meantime, our lovely Ask Maria subscription-based model episode content is here. It's because this supports me to support you and to continue to allow what I am learning in the meantime to contribute to the lives of those who want to move into their 5D life. So integration of the brain, it's your inner and outer well-being, and it is something you can do if you're emotionally aware, accountable, and you do know I'm going to learn to self-regulate, and therefore I can move out of envy, jealousy, spite. They're not bad emotions. They're emotions that exist because they're part of our mammalian heritage. 5D person creates conversations and not proving anything. The ones who want to prove and that bring to you their discourse and their findings with that, their adaptive children is where they're leading. So they make it all about their own analysis and self, and then they bring the other equation. And what I'm going to say, it's something that a 5D person will understand contributes, but it's limited. It has an angle. And when the angle is, let me empower you through sharing a lot of different pieces of information, and then let me try and ensure you understand how they come together. So yoga, why does it help people to feel blissful inside? Because it is a ventral vagal portfolio of nervous system exercises. Your brain looks to integrate, and the three pillars of mind, It's attention, focused attention, awareness, and kind intention. That's mindfulness too. But either way, your expansion of consciousness is going to involve your integration of the brain capacity. And the 5D collective, Christ consciousness, we're all here open to our hearts and open to our minds and becoming a divine feminine and divine masculine of your own. And you can do that when you're complemented in your life by good divine masculines, divine feminines, the good. It's not about them being perfect. No, it's that they're a healthy, self-worth human being. So they inside their heart know I'm imperfect and flawed just like anybody else. I unconditionally love myself and others just the way we are. However, with a complementary divine masculine, a divine feminine will know how 24 hours, mathematically, logically speaking, because the divine masculine is the one who breaks things down and organizes the system and has the digital way. And, you know, they're a protector. And so they're looking outside, and then based on outside, they look within. Through that, they say, okay, how's all of this stuff going? So they look outside to see how the herd is doing, and they look inside, and with an open heart, so that's where their soft heart means they have a divine feminine active within them. They say, okay, I'm pretty, yep, all is good. So they have compassion and compersion too. Healthy self-worth divine masculines, okay? Healthy self-worth divine feminines, we will hear the mathematicians explain to us. We won't like that we have to organize and not necessarily have every single, you know, group member be able to participate. But the way that the divine masculine can explain it, because it goes beyond the solo self, the divine feminine will be able to see why that structure and why that math works. So when you have people who don't need to reparent themselves, I'm going to try and make this more practical. When you have a man, a woman, or a they, who is their inner child, they have kindness, innocence, and compassion. They will know forgiveness in and out because they are unflappable and they are equanimous, because that's what a restorative embodiment of you is. You can get there through mindfulness, meditation with secular, so with our therapists. You can get there with yoga. But what you're going to notice is you're going to be here as an unconditionally loving person only once you realize that you are a human being and all people have a 0-1-year-old like you do. And a 3-7, shame submissive. And so it's when you are always an inner child that you are connected to your own piece of Purusha Prakriti. And you can remember that we're a big ball of energy. I began to know this as a teenager with Jesus and God. We're brothers and sisters. Once I moved into being a mystic, my oversoul, out of twin flames and soulmates. Okay, but here's where the twin flames and soulmates doesn't mean much to divine feminine and the aspect of our capacity to know how to complement what we are trying to do as we bring forth to humanity something more. Okay, so number one, enlightenment soul age people, they see the bigger picture. That's why they are beyond that solo self, or a 5D person is beyond their self, so they see the herd. So they don't think small, they don't see small, they think big and they see big. People who are low self-esteem, on the other hand, and that means they're a teenager version of themselves, they continue to have to prove to their self. So life is hard for them. Relationships are hard. Everything is hard. Okay, and that's why they go on journeys and don't get out of them. Although it's 2024, they could get a good therapist, but they're more interested in being special because they don't feel special. And they disregard that they are living the human suffering love narrative because they don't self-reflect. Okay, so when we meet those who are not divine feminines or divine masculines, because they completely just use words and then they don't look at becoming more loving in their life, what I can tell you is it's thanks to divine masculines that we, a divine feminine, will know how to make more time for that which contributes to the bigger picture. The divine masculine brings to divine feminine the mathematics to know that everybody is imperfect equally, but some might be a little bit less imperfect. What this means is some might have a bigger picture in mind that can support more people. And therefore, you want to evaluate how you see yourself, how you spend time. Furthermore, when a divine feminine is surrounded by divine masculine, you do see, because you experience the value that the divine masculine brings to your eyesight. And so I'm trying to share with you all the traits of people, but it isn't something completely, I'm trying to look at how to word it, okay, and make it less philosophical. One, it's good partnership. Okay, so that's when you love, respect, and accept each other for who you are. However, you will have first accepted who you are with your own imperfections. And so your heart as an inner child can speak freely. And even when you get upset, you still continue the conversation. And so divine masculine, divine feminine will come at the world from different lenses. The divine feminine from an unconditionally loving, open heart. Everybody has value. Divine masculine, no, there's conditions. Not everybody has value. Some people have more value because they're going to know how to build a well. I'll use that. While some will not know how to build a well. The divine feminine will say, well, I don't care. They can learn how to, or maybe they know how to build the yard, the garden. And then the divine masculine will say, yeah, well, they might not know. So the divine masculine will keep on creating conditions. The divine feminine will keep on creating a way that they can use all the members of their herd to make it work, okay? And that is the dance of a divine masculine and divine feminine consistently until there's enough of those interactions where it's pretty set in stone. Divine feminine, divine masculine care about the herd. They're not about the solo self. And together they make quite the pair because they're able to spot every single angle on the globe and in all those subject matters that matter to the human herd and to our species, the ecosystem, to where they're equally invested. And that is why the divine feminine brings to the divine masculine the soft heart, and the divine masculine brings to the divine feminine the eyes to organize and structurally understand some pieces of the puzzle will not always fit. However you want to twist and turn it, sometimes you will find out, not just sometimes, there's always a piece that will go because of the infinite, consistent transformation of life. Okay, so dealing with unknowns, uncertainties, unexpecteds, the divine masculine can look to the past and say, okay, but here's the mathematical analysis of the percentiles. So yes, you can tell me that anything is possible, but I'm going to present to you that in 90% of the cases, this is how it's worked. So you can tell me, I'm going to believe in you. I know that there's anything. This is why they compliment, because the divine masculine will not be telling the divine feminine, hey, 90% doesn't work and that's it. The divine masculine is presenting. I'm not trying to prove what I'm saying to you. I'm trying to share with you information that's going to be helpful to what you're bringing to me. This is what partnership is about. And that is when you have integrated brains. These are 5D educators. These are 5D mystics. These are 5D enlightenment soul agents. These are all of those who are out there talking about our infinite higher human conscious potential. The difference is the divine masculine will create conditions, but they're not conditions that say humans can't do it. The conditions will be presented as data points that give you a drawing so that you may see to make the drawing work. So they're digital because they know application. And they're digital with the feminine, who can be a person who doesn't use the past. And that's why with a beginner's mind, because the inner child is leading with a blank canvas, the divine masculine gives that blank canvas the capacity to be more effective than not. And that is no competition. It's two people that will complement each other, or a group. When you have a group, of healthy self-empowered divine masculines and divine feminines, you'll find that they will not be negotiating in a way that has a room full of rigidity, because you will find the flexible, adaptive, coherent, energized, and stable integrated brain. So when we have emotional and mental intelligence, that's what a healthy, self-worth human being is, my lovely listeners, okay? The person, it's not a special gift. It is your capacity to have your inner child. So you will have either never lost the inner child, or you will have reparented yourself. You don't use trauma charges. You don't have trauma lingering. There's no PTSD. There's none of that trauma stuff that still needs to be healed. Anybody who's still needing to heal, that's a journey, right? So with a good therapist, that's healable. Those who don't want to do the therapy, they are walking around with an inner critic, outer critic. They go fuck, they do drugs, they drink, they do the shame cycle. Go watch a movie like Hangover, and you're going to find people that have not decided to move into their higher self. And they will say, I don't want to do personal development. And it's like, oh, you don't need to do that. You actually have a lot more other stuff to do. But hey, let me not be the one to come and tell you anything. Because when you meet an adoptive child, those individuals, they're not interested in hearing what a 5D mystic or enlightenment soul age group person has to say. And in fact, I forget, we have other soul age groups like the relationship and societal ones. So I'm in the enlightenment soul age group. But the relationship and societal ones, like the other soul age groups, those are people who will continue to learn about the self through those interactions that are involving society or relationships. And that's where limited consciousness remains, because they have the Cusco attitude, the squirrel attitude. And anyways, I'm going to put that group to the side. Here we have a healthy self-worth group of people that know how to continue to complement and talk together, because they understand I have an ego self. That means I have implicit bias, explicit, political, whatever it is. I got a personality. I'm going to put my subjective experiences and my emotion to the side, and I'm going to exchange them with another person. As we exchange them, we open our hearts to each other, because we have data point after data point after data point of enjoying each other. That's all. And the divine masculine that is different than a divine feminine, what I can tell you from my experience is that they will be open because of the awareness of their own self. So with self-reflection and self-emotional regulation skills, a divine masculine will be able to realize in time the divine feminine has a different love language. They come to me with an abstract painting. I have to wait till they're all the way done before I can actually understand what the fuck they're bringing to me. So the divine masculine learns to shut the left mode up and to be patient and to actually actively enjoy the conversation and kind of socialize and just have fun with it, which they might not be, again, interested to do at the beginning, because they're very proactive. They're ready to get, you know, rocking and rolling on those data points. So they're kind of fidgety. And then they understand they can't rush the divine feminine, because she's not actually lost. It's just her way of looking at the world. And that is because of, though, a human being that has the divine masculine inclination, the left mode dominant, and the right is not necessarily participating as much, but the right participates when they're learning about things. Like, that's because the divine masculine looks to the herd and then says self-reflectively, did I do a good job with my herd or not? And with healthy self-worth, so being objective, meaning I'm imperfect and flawed, so I know that I'm going to fuck it up. But I'm proactive. I know I'm going to learn from my fuck-ups. So I don't identify with my failures. A good divine masculine moves forward from their failures. They learn about it. And they will continue to learn. So they continue to open their heart and their mind. But they come at life from the, I want to get things done. When they meet the divine feminine, they learn how to sit and be. But that's because of the openness to another human being having a different way of telling them a story, if you will. Their amygdala is alerted to the value So they have an interest, otherwise you would leave, right? But long story short, give a divine feminine, a divine masculine enough time to be around each other. They will see how amazing it is to complement each other. The divine masculine will have learned how to have patience, and then they will have learned how to soften. And that automatically allows their mind to feel more at ease with self-reflection, with learning, all of it. And as they learn to continue to self-regulate and look at their herd and to actually spot those who are healthy, self-worth people as well as those who are not, because they learn to sit still and be quiet and to observe. But they also learned, oh, okay, so my data points, when I was irritated with the divine feminine, I was really, really off. I was making assumptions and judgments, and I was doing all these things that were not actually true. I was using society's labels and stereotypes and conditions, and I have learned not to judge a book by its cover. I have learned, yes, I want to be self-reflective based on my herd, but there's a lot of people that don't really matter out there, because some of these people, they're not actually giving me food for thought or advice that is positive. So the divine masculine learns how to become a better embodied self, because they move as they sit still towards that restorative. What they also though see is how divine feminine will treat them, and how they will use their words, and they will notice that they're not manipulating because they have a hidden agenda, that they're using their words in an effort to actually expand the conversation. So a divine masculine will notice the unflappability and the equanimity and the expansion that a divine feminine brings to them, and they will not be deceived any longer by that which was at the beginning, I don't trust people, people are all bullshit kind of deal, okay? As this is where they're observing the external to give, to get data points from their herd, but they will have looked at so many different data points and people that are actually manipulating to get something out of you, versus once they meet a divine feminine who's just enjoying themselves with you. And that is number one. For the divine feminine, we don't judge a book by its cover, but the divine masculine gives us the capacity to know, okay, once you do see that cover though, once you've had enough data points of your own to see the imperfections and flaws that every person brings and you bring to them, that will be the moment of truth. Does this book expand you? Does it add value in your 24 hours? Because remember, divine feminine, you only have 24 hours. So are you going to use them with a book that once you've read it and once you've seen it, is it a book that expands humanity, or is it one that gives you ancient scripture in fear-mongering ways that involve stereotypes, generalizations, yoga brings demons out of your body, bullshit stories, or Elsa's journey of I'm anointed and special? So when you meet a divine masculine, means it's an intellectually and emotionally mature human being. They're amazingly amazing. I'm just going to say it. And a divine feminine will know why they bring to our brain like everything and anything that is positive beyond the solo self, because a divine feminine is already thinking about all the herd. We don't need anyone to let us know about our herd. We love our herd. Our herd is a human herd. And so we are always unconditionally loving. Being conditional begins to become a part of the equation, in the sense of, let me ensure that I use my time in the best way possible for a divine feminine that will be with a divine masculine that has healthy self-worth, that has an intellectual depth and an emotional depth that goes beyond the solo self. They have to love our herd, otherwise they're not a divine masculine. And loving the herd with a soft heart, not the cold people who don't believe in the updated attachment and trauma information, not the ones who are like, are we going soft? We don't know how to do life anymore. I mean, the part about what teenagers we see online, that's a whole different story, because it's not about softness. It's about a lot of Elsa journey, Pinocchios with ears and tails. They all have still trauma charges and their unfinished business, their trust breaks, their stories. They lead with those Peter Pans, and that's what we see with ethical cults, cultic cults, traditional cults. So when you see immature, low self-esteem human beings out there, and that is not because they don't think they know everything. No, that's the whole point. They do think they know everything, but they're not objective about how their emotions are tainting it. And that is the part of where, if they thought about how is this supporting everyone, but let me not diverge because 4D, 3D. Adaptive children will have their group. The 3D, 4D herd and the other soul age groups, they are consistently looking to each other to prove things to each other. That's a whole different way of people living life. I bring to you the 5D enlightenment soul age group way. If you want to be yourself, so a whole inner child, one, you're emotionally free, but you're also emotionally accountable. So you don't project any type of unfinished business. No shaming, no blaming, no faulting, no revenging. When we meet attachment wounded men, women, and theys, I have not met personally any theys, but any attachment wounded person, I will have learned in the years of their walking a crooked line. And here's why: you will notice that they're not intellectually, emotionally, or physically mature. So to a divine feminine, a book, we will not judge it. We will read it through and through. By the time I'm done and I notice your teenager pattern, I know that in front of me, I have a Cusco. And your pattern will be one of human suffering love. If you're a human love narrative, you will expand and you will consistently bring, like I will to you, expansion, 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 expansion. And this is not a competition. It is a reality. When you know people who have envy, jealousy, spite, revenge, basically because you're happy and enjoying life and because you're a restored embodiment, they literally cannot fathom that you're that. When people cannot fathom kindness and compassion as it comes near them and they have emotional triggers, yes, the divine feminine will know. We just don't say anything because I don't need to say something to a teenager attitude. It's a maladaptive child behavior. I'm going to know you need a good therapist, and then I'm going to know how many don't want to go to one, and yet they come for the Akashic record readings. They come for the tarot oracle card readings. They come for Reiki. They come for coffee cup readings. They come for past life regression readings. Oh, yeah, they want all of it. They want to know what special star they came from and what special gifts they have, and you name it. You name the number of years that I've been in mysticism, and consistently when these individuals who are around me, I'm just like, okay, I'm going to smile and nod, because what happens is a person who is not conscious of them being on an Elsa journey, they're not near you for any reason except for whatever it is they want. The three-year-old wants the floor. So even if they are upset inside, they hide it, they mask it. Like I said, when we pick up envy, jealousy, spite, I don't say anything. When we pick up insecurity, because you're a low self-esteem person who just needs a therapist. As I was trying to get to, with the divine masculine, what happens is you realize it is important who you share your time with, who you talk to, and who you are around. That's because the divine masculine will bring to you equations in a way to enlighten you. And that's my personal experience. So a divine masculine will let a divine feminine know, okay, yeah, I know you say you love everyone, but let me ask it to you this way. And then they'll bring some other thing to the picture, and then another, and then another. And in time, the divine feminine's own divine masculine, because we all have both, grows smarter and is able to see. So long story short, for me as a divine feminine, I'm 44, and it always feels, once I can see clearly with another set of glasses, how many different ways humanity is amazing and how many different ways people limit their own self, but in a way that is not worth me using personally my day-to-day time in, okay? The 5D Collective and IHP, we build a community that wants to empower themselves, your inner child. If you're not quirky and happy about life or working to get inner well-being, then you're not going to enjoy IHP. If you're looking to be a quirky, restorative embodiment, you're going to enjoy it here. Anyone can access enlightenment, soul age group. Anyone can access their inner child, but there's work to be done with your own stuff. So what I've noticed, the ones who don't like, quote unquote, me, it's because they don't believe in humanity. And so they get in their pissy pants because I don't take their side. And so trauma recovery, the fourth step, they want bystanders to take their side. A divine feminine doesn't pick sides. That's what a divine masculine will know. A divine masculine will care enough to understand that a divine feminine isn't picking sides because they've moved beyond the solo self. So while at the beginning, a divine masculine might be confused because they're going to say, no, you cannot love all people. But the divine masculine that is open to a divine feminine will not put their heels down and say, I'm going to prove that this bitch is a bitch. Oh, I'm going to prove it. No. The divine masculine will make a statement, they will make some idea, they will have things going on, and then they're going to allow data to build itself, because that's a divine masculine. It means they're smart, like a divine feminine. So the only difference is the divine masculine comes at a divine feminine with the idea, you can't be the real deal. There's no way, because we all have people out there saying that humanity sucks and love is not real, or it is real only with one person, da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay, so all the attachment wounds, all the gender stereotypes, every single one of those people that they love to use the name Jesus, some of them, and they don't know Jesus, otherwise they'd know how to forgive and how to be here and beyond, you know, nobody's perfect realm, and to look with a heart that says, I want you to be happy. Okay, so for a divine feminine, we will consistently have chosen kindness and love, and the divine feminine does not shame, blame, fault, or revenge. We do not have a regulated nervous system. We do not have a maladaptive child behavior. My mood will not taint my thoughts. My mood will not be projected upon you. I will take ownership of my mood. The minute you say your mood, I will learn how to, in fact, speak so that I may be heard, but not because I need to be heard. I will learn how to speak, and then I will learn the right silence as well. And that's because of, why am I going to bother using my brain or my mouth if you're an ignorant human being? Whether you think you know, you don't know. If you did know, then you'd be talking to me with a different tone. When we meet adaptive children, the divine feminine in time learns how to leave the three-year-old the floor, because we don't want to deal with stupidity. And we don't want to deal with drama. And that's because it's your unhealed shit and it's your tainted glasses. So we get tired. I know I did for a long time. Get tired of all these people. Humans suck. Life sucks. This, everything sucks. Like, oh my gosh, does anybody not know how life is easy? Oh, wait. Attachment trauma. Thank you so much, my lovely therapist. I got it. But if they don't want to motivate you, go watch. I don't want to do personal development. I want life now. Okay, then let's go watch Pinocchio's with their ears and their tails and let them think they're smart. And so, a divine feminine, I've quote unquote put up with bullshit because I got taught to share the floor because I have a twin. And I also got taught you don't know everything. And I'm like, yeah, it's true. I don't know everything. And I got taught how to, again, just be a person. When you meet a divine masculine, that's the minute that they will, like I said, figure it out, because they leave enough time to then see, okay, this human being is actually a person who just knows all people are people. That's all this is. And then they're able, because of having had an open heart, to figure out the love language of the divine feminine, because you leave data point and you figure it out. You got enough data points to see the picture. When people jump the gun, well, that's when you become the evil bitch or the evil witch, or you're a whore, or you're whatever, you know, all those assumptions. It just makes me think of rumors that teenagers love to spread, like, yoga brings demons out of you. No, it doesn't. No. But hey, let's not call them flat earthers, shall we? Let's leave them alone and just say that they know what they're talking about. Sure, they do. They don't like education, I think. I think they don't like to learn about the human being body and the embodied brain and any of that. Oh, yeah, they don't also believe in neuroscience or neurobiology. That's why they think demons still possess people. But, okay, moving on from that one. Okay, adaptive children. They're all over the place. You just go watch the Peter Pans, the squirrels, the Venuses of goddesses, and as they speak. So, divine masculine, for divine feminine, the contribution is the capacity to have a partner that complements your mind in a way that allows me to see better and be a better person, because I can be a better interacting human being. But really what I should say is it adds value to what I want to support with our community and long-term. In my social day-to-day, what I do know, and I've known this for a while, some time, is that I share the floor with all these lovely three-year-olds. My lovely intellectual brain loves to learn, and I have the 5D educators that I get to learn from. So those are my other divine masculines that I get to empower, and then our conversations are empowered. But in my social time, what I have become completely enamored with is spending it with my divine masculine. So if I have a mathematical equation of 24 hours, I now know that my divine masculine can complement me, make me a better person, help me to learn shit, like a lot of shit, that it's not about the books, that's the point, because the divine masculine gives you a perspective. It's not a regurgitation of information. This is a actual good divine masculine who's using their brain and assimilating information, which will then be shared independently to divine feminine. And that's the value. This is not, because I can go read my own books. That's why it's a very different perspective that I'm trying to give you all right now, is that a divine masculine with a divine feminine, we complement each other intellectually. Emotionally, that takes place from the beginning, meaning the data points build to where we enjoy each other. The intellect is what then will be on the ability for you to understand how it's working to help expand in a practical way. Okay, in a practical way, so application. Why is it important for us to organize, for example, your relationships? If you have a healthy self-worth partner, to use words, okay, healthy self-worth means they do not have the capacity, they do not have the incapacity, I should say, to, I'm confusing my words. If you are in a good partnership, you're with a person who allows you to talk and you talk. This is not from the head, this is from the heart. When you are in partnerships with people who project their maladaptive child, you're going to find that they are in a charge. So they will bring to you passive-aggressive indirect communication. When you are with people who have dysregulation, they will be an adaptive child consistently. Okay, so in partnerships that are friendships and just random, who cares, right? But in romantic partnerships, if you're a healthy self-worth person, you're not going to be with a dysregulated nervous system person. That's automatic. So anytime you have a human being, whether it be a man, a woman, or they, if they're not a whole self, so they're not a whole divine masculine or divine feminine, they will not complement each other. They will bring out of each other the unfinished business, and that's great and dandy because they can then go to good therapy, Terry Real, and figure it out. Or they can maybe look at themselves in the mirror. And, you know, so that's a whole different journey. What I'm talking to you about right now are people that are healthy self-worth. So they are open to each other's differences. And they care about the herd of humanity. And so when they come together with their intellect, they are consistently sharing political, religious, societal. Any conversation is going to be intellectual because there's emotional maturity. Because there's a person who's not going to take it personally, there's a person and or two, excuse me, that are exchanging what is a conversation that they are both interested in having value from. One is out of the pureness of the joy of exchange. The other might be more strategic, if you will. But in either case, it's because of we care about what we're talking about to the extent of doing our own research, and it's not to prove a point. It's because of moving beyond the solo self. We care about what we're learning for the herd, for the society, for our humanity. And so the part about I'm not trying to do this to prove a specific hypothesis, let's say, okay? I'm not doing the exchange to prove that I know what I'm talking about. I'm having a political, religious, societal relationship exchange because I want to see more well-being out there in the world. This is the moving beyond solo self. Doesn't mean that a divine masculine, by the way, is a spirituality member. No, they can be a complete atheist, but their spirituality which one we are all a spirituality process, but it will be in your prefrontal cortex when you're aware of your herd, like Sid and Manny and Diego. And the part that I always hope for me is that my divine masculine recognizes how amazing his brain is and how he works and how he's always consistently been beyond the solo self through the self-reflection, because this is the part of where you will notice if you care about humanity versus caring about proving who you are, which is a completely different arena. So one, we have divine masculines, divine feminines, the ones on the twin flame saga, and anybody who's just on a saga with their relationships, they're still very much in, I want mommy, daddy, you know, approval. So they're seeking to find each other so that they can feel fulfilled in their heart from this torture of being alone. Divine masculine will feel lonely, but they won't feel necessarily tortured. They just know they want companionship. And they will know that that is actually part of what is the beauty of life, is to have partnership, companionship. So loneliness is I have the desire to share my heart in a space with another. That way I can complete and live more fulfilled, because purpose is by everything that I do in each and every day. As you expand consciousness, divine masculine, divine feminine, know that every 24 hours is important. Divine feminine learns, I want more time with those who add value. And in this case, the divine masculine will add 100% value to the divine feminine. When I'm with my divine masculine friend, I always come out better, more enlightened, more everything. The capacity then to notice in these recent past weeks, my filters that have gotten improved, it's because of the capacity of my divine masculine to be able to speak to me through the heart. Now, learning the love language and learning you care, but okay, you might care unconditionally, but you're going to have to make some parameter choices, not because you want to, but because sometimes you'll be cornered. You'll be cornered. What do you do when you're cornered? How are you going to pose it? And so by being able to be addressed with the heart, the capacity to know, yeah, you know what, actually it's true, 24 hours, how do I want to spend it? I'm going to have a list of criteria that I already know. Divine masculine, divine feminine, these are healthy self-worth people, and educators, and entrepreneurs, all in 5D. So all that have left and right mode, they're not on Elsa's journey. They all know they have an inner child, they're not needing to have the floor, they're not trying to prove shit. They know how to say, here's how I'm feeling right now. I'm moody. You know, I'm not going to talk to you right now. Okay. No, you know what? We have completely different ideas on this thing, but let's talk about the health of society. Let's talk about what is the repercussion? What are this? And sometimes it doesn't even have to be a conversation about anything political, religious, or, you know, the world, but it's about being able to tease each other. So when you understand how each other's brains work, so this is where complementary for divine feminines, divine masculines, it's always going to be a fun time. We're all the whole three-year-old heart of ourselves because we've accepted that we are imperfect and flawed. And so when we come in our conversations, it's a real deal. Everyone's authentic. Everyone's genuine. And so the capacity to have a safe space to share, because nobody is bringing to you their, I think that life, and I feel that life is this way, and you have to be a non-differentiated self. We will find people that are non-differentiated, those individuals, they have culty cults, traditional cults, and they have what other ethical cults. So they want the Peter Pans, and they have them. When you try to explain yourself and you're experiencing something that is similar, but you're trying to explain that it is felt differently, they correct you, and they don't actually have room for you sharing with them my way of subjectively feeling the same experience is different than yours. And that's because their 0-1-year-old is seeking to be seen by you in order to feel soothed so that they may safely and securely be their self. That is where they want your approval. So the minute you begin to say, no, I don't feel the panic attacks or that life is hard, I feel that panic attacks are, yeah, something that I don't like, but not a tragedy. Hard life, not really. I mean, is it not? You know, I have a window of welcome to emotions. The minute you share something like this with a person who is a human being who wants all of their herd members to approve of how they experience, they will say, no, no, you're trying to say something different, or you're trying to say this, but it's the same thing. Cuscos and adoptive children, there's a way they will correct you and or not hear you. Sometimes they don't say anything, but you'll notice that they didn't hear you, because when they repeat it to you, oh, and by the way, Carl Rogers, he's a great therapist. I learned about how people don't know how to do listening. They don't know how to do listening because they're not, though, accepting that they have a way they feel and think life through, and that others can have a different way. It's all about the differentiated self. So when you do meet a differentiated self, divine masculine, divine feminine, you'll know, because they will welcome your own differentiated self. So we have all 3-year-olds in a room, and this is called, I can feel your sense of self, you'll feel mine, we'll be seen. And when we come together, we share the relational field. So there's a we. There is not, I'm a meshing. I don't match you. You don't match me. We complete. This is empowerment, by the way. So a self-empowered divine masculine for a divine feminine is our biggest gift, because I know that I cannot see by myself. One day I can. And my divine masculine friend's making me a great viewer. But it's simply because of being able to have that. What I'm trying to say is I don't want my life without my divine masculine friend. But what I'm also trying to say is that a divine feminine will know how a divine masculine complements the minute that you meet the empowered ones, the ones who have a differentiated self. So they have to have their own ability to be who they are, stand their ground, speak a truth, not be afraid, and there you go. For a divine feminine, it's really easy, at least for me, when I come to share with you, because I never lost the capacity to be my whole 3-year-old heart. So I, to this day, was quite surprised when I got to be, it's not challenged per se, but when I got awareness that my divine masculine friend's like, I know there's more going on. Why aren't you sharing it? And I'm just used to people not really wanting to hear that more. That's why. Especially when we have different ways of seeing things. And he's shared with me how there are those who can hear you. There's that. But it's not just hear you. There's an actual appreciation, like I said, going beyond the solo self. This is why it's so magical, because it's two people who care about what they're talking about, and they're enjoying the differences, and they can see how the complementing makes it a better pair, and it makes it not for us. It's not, of course, yes, ourselves are involved, so that's never going to be excluded, but we see the benefit as a team in a very practical way. And that is what is beautiful about the 5D Collective, my lovely listeners. So we're not on Elsa's journey. Whether you're divine masculine or divine feminine, you know you have a 3-year-old. And when we come together, we know that humanity is imperfect and flawed, but we come together with the awareness that each and every one of us has areas of expertise. I do the personal development, online marketing, online content, right? I do the how do we get to be functional adults together. Others are engineers. Others are therapists. Others are mathematicians, and they don't all, by the way, divine masculines and feminines, be partners, no, but we have polyamory, we have monoamory, okay? So what's most important as we keep moving forward, for me, as we build a community, you are wanting to be your whole 3-year-old heart. You can be your whole 3-year-old heart. If you have challenges, you know about good therapy. If you need any support, I know where to send you. I got plenty of network online, you know, Patrick Tiahan, he's one, but just saying, Daniel Siegel's another. For the mystics, come on over for 5D mystics. The 4D are really keep talking about, you know, conspiracies and the volcanoes and the demons and all this other stuff. Not to mention the shit show they did with the whole twin flames. It's something that I cannot even begin to explain what, but I don't have to. So I get to share with you, if you're a person who wants to be you, then you're going to be a person who wants to tune on in. And again, ask Maria for paid subscription-based model content. It's advice like the columnist, opinionated advice. I'm attachment trauma-informed. I'm in the Enlightenment Soul Age group. It's okay to do the woo-woo sort of science lady because that's applicable to say the least. I bring human, spiritual, and spirituality elements together. When you know what you know that you're not a person who can ever see everything. What I know is my divine masculine that I have had the honor and have to this day the honor to have is a component that completely in all ways, shapes, and forms has brought me a better way to see everything, not just some things. And that empowers me to share support for all those people who want to be their self and then to support humanity. And it is a very beautiful, important time for us to try and create more secure attachment people because there's enough of the data from the mental health community. Without them, as a teenager, I already knew how to do unconditional love. Thank you, Jesus. But I knew already that I didn't know how to prove it, quote unquote, that being yourself is the most amazing thing. But Bessel van der Kolk and the attachment trauma therapists have made it possible for me to share with you. It's all about your inner child. So if you don't have yours alive, mine is alive. Thanks, Mom. And when a divine masculine has visibility of their own inner child and they're working to heal their own insecurities emotionally and mentally, they don't project it to another person. So the difference is they will build a data point list too, but theirs is one that looks okay. Here's where my moodiness tainted a picture. So I was wrong here. And I can see why, because they are open to learning. The Divine Feminine, our data point, builds a book. And we're like, oh, what a pretty book. It's so cute. And the good Divine Masculine will say, okay, but did you read it? Is it really helping you? Now that you've finished reading it, okay, can we be objective? Can we be objective? Could you throw this book into the trash and then that book and keep, yeah, you know what, you're right. But don't make me throw my book away. So point is that a divine feminine can appreciate everything that is going to come her way. And a divine masculine will say, well, some things have a little bit more value than other things. And I know you don't want to throw that book away, but that book might be a little bit less important than that. Don't you think? Which one? I know that you're objective enough, Divine Feminine, to know which one's going to save the Earth, the flat earthers or the physicists. I'm just saying, which one are you going to throw away? So there you go. I don't like any of that. I'm a Divine Feminine, but when a Divine Masculine makes sense with the heart, it's going to be okay. I thought you said you want to help humanity. So what are you going to do? Call the Ghostbusters. This is the part of what a good divine masculine, but it's I simplified it to try and help you understand what it's like. It's not just that, because as a mystic, what I can tell you all as we close on out, that you will not in any way, shape, or form instinctively have any of this. It's so fascinating. The Rumi quote, when you love with your heart and soul, you know no separation. So fascinating. I'm a mystic. I'm not just a person. And no, it's not provable, but you ask me to give up any person and anything in life, I will say no. I will grab all of it like a little kid, and I'm going to hug it, and I'm going to say, I don't want to let it go. And that's the minute where Divine Masculine will be like, okay, you have to. I'm going to come pull some of the ones away from the you have, and then no, I don't want. So, you know, when we complement each other, there's a harmony, there's a dance. It's because, though, a Divine Masculine will see the heart of the Divine Feminine. So they'll know that it's not about you being unreasonable and excessive or overbearing. It's because you just are human beings, have secondary consciousness. I'm not an animal with only primary. I know what you're asking me to do, and you're causing my heart to be in great suffering by asking me to do that, which is why Divine Feminine will always know I need a Divine Masculine, because I don't want to be the person who has to break it up. And so, yeah, I say fascinating because, again, as a mystic, I know it's not provable, but it's the most amazing of experiences to let you all just know about how different it is when you're an empowered woman your entire life, because thanks, Mom, I have secure attachment, I'm a differentiated self, to know I'm not going to give up on life. I don't give a shit who you are. Get the fuck away from me. And if you try to struggle with me, I'm going to struggle back. I'm going to leave you. And so the only way you're going to get a divine feminine to cooperate with you is if you touch that heart of hers, and it's something that a divine masculine who understands it can say, okay, I'm going to reason with you. And reasoning with the heart is very different than I know that I know more than you. Those are asshole divine masculines. You don't know more than me. You just have a way. But that's why, again, the divine masculines and feminines, healthy self-worth, none of us know better than anybody. So we understand each other from the heart, and we support each other to expand beyond the solo self. It's for our human herd. Be kind and loving. We'll be back with more. Have a great day.